Nearly 10,000 caterpillars have been captured this month from trees growing on a campus knoll named after environmentalist and alumnus John Muir.
That's the final stage of the caterpillar. Ultimately, it turns into this stage, which we call the pupal stage, the transformation stage, where if you remember when you were a little kid...
Assistant UW entomology professor Chris Williamson has been researching non-pesticide alternatives like a soybean oil spray, which can be used to control the gypsy moth.
Part of my research with the golden pest spray oil was to investigate when is the most effective time to apply this. And what I found is it really doesn't matter. You can go up to a week before those eggs hatch.
The infestation was discovered in April. While it's not the worst pocket of gypsy moths in the state, it does concern UW-Madison's environmental coordinator. Daniel Einstein says the pests are eating some of the most prized trees on campus.
Pre-settlement trees. These are trees 150, upwards of 300 years old on campus. And we haven't planted enough bur oaks and white oaks to replace these big trees.
The infestation also affected basswood and an alternative elm developed on campus, which is resistant to Dutch elm disease, but not moths. UW entomologist Phil Pelletieri says the campus outbreak heightens concerns that gypsy moths can't be limited to one particular part of the state.
And especially in the eastern half of the state right now, seems to be where things continue to take off. As you head west of Madison and whatnot, things are still relatively quiet, but probably only a matter of time.
Pelletieri says homeowners should look for gypsy moth egg masses now and plan how they're going to protect their oak and apple trees. He says they have until next spring to get rid of the egg masses before they hatch. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.